USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention in Houston on Friday dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as a single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District Safety Plan have several measures in place already, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. A recount is underway in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client who has ties to the Democratic Party when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization before the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors say Sussman wanted to use the FBI and major news outlets to deliver an October surprise that would have gave the election to Hillary Clinton. A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The $1.02 billion settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. This week was a winner for Wall Street. In fact, the first one for a while. The Dow closed up 1,951 points. The Nasdaq was up 777 points. The S&P 500 added 257 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Four children no longer have parents this week. Mom was killed during the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. Dad died from a fatal heart attack after visiting a memorial for the victims. Family members have established a fund for the kids who range in age from 23 to 12.
Donations are reaching the $2.5 million mark for four children left parentless by the Uvalde school shooting. A GoFundMe was created for the children of Irma and Joe Garcia. Irma was killed while protecting students at Robb Elementary, while Joe died after the tragedy from a likely stress-induced heart attack. It's just one of the several fundraisers that have been started since the mass shooting to help pay for the funeral and medical expenses of affected students. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Temperatures barely climbed into the 90s and only for a couple of days. However, the discovery of the bodies of three women inside a Chicago senior housing facility this month is leaving the city looking for answers to questions that were supposed to be addressed after a longer and hotter heat wave killed more than 700 people nearly three decades ago. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has yet to determine the causes of death for the three women whose bodies were found in the James Snyder apartment on May 14th. The victims' families have already filed or plan to file wrongful death lawsuits against the companies that own and manage the buildings. Listen to us anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.